As one of the top research universities in the world, the University of Georgia boasts a lineup of excellent research scientists studying diverse topics, spanning everything from electromagnetic radiation to emotional responses elicited by weather patterns. Classic City Science is our platform to share this mind-blowing research with you. And today I'm joined by the assistant producer of Classic City Science, Kodiak Sauer. And we're revisiting an interview focused on the social aspects of self-control with assistant professor of psychology, Michelle Van Dellen. How you doing, Kodiak? Good to have you in today.
Thanks, Chris. I'm glad to be here.
So tell me a little bit more about what we're fixing to get into here.
Well, Professor Van Dellen's research is on willpower, and I really found it fascinating. Her interview with our host, April Sara, really changed my perspective on the impact of my own behavior. Willpower is a notoriously fickle thing. I mean, some days we can withstand temptation, and other days we cave. Michelle Van Dellen frames this, though, not as an individual struggle, however, but as a social phenomenon in which the ways we behave have a measurable impact on the behavior of those around us.
Well, when most people think about self-regulation or self-control, they tend to think about it as an individual process, something they do just by themselves. But very early on in my research, we started to realize that self-control is actually really interpersonal. It really matters who we're with or who we're thinking about in terms of whether or not we're likely to exert self-control. So one of the things we found really early on, for instance, was that self-control is contagious. We tend to start acting like the people that we're around. So if other people are exerting self-control, we're more likely to do so ourselves, and vice versa. If other people around us are failing at self-control, we're actually more likely to fail ourselves.
Wow. So if I miss my morning run, not only am I messing up my own health, but it might make my wife less likely to work out too.
That's exactly right, Chris. Don't skip leg day. April hits the nail on the head when she asks about the implications of this research, though.
So we should all find really good friends.
We should all find really good friends. Good friends are not just friends that listen to what's going on in your lives, but they're friends who help you out with your self-control.
Now, what does that actually mean, though? I mean, what does someone with near-perfect self-control look like?
Yeah, I mean, April wondered the same thing. I mean, is that me or you? Or I wouldn't think so. But Professor Van Dellen really paints a picture of like these particular individuals who exhibit behaviors that you would really classically think of as requiring willpower, you know, like skipping dessert or going on those morning runs every day.
So people who are exerting good self-control typically have a lot of behavioral evidence of self-control. So they're those people who turn down dessert or who wake up early in the morning to get in their half marathon training runs. They're the people that when you think of, the first thing you think of is one of those behaviors that for you is something that's really difficult. But you always see them doing it and it seems really easy for them.
And I want to surround myself with them so I can be better at that.
Yeah. The more you surround yourselves with those people, the better you are going to be at all kinds of self-control, not just what they're good at, but other things that you need to do as well. So if I think about somebody turning down dessert, I might actually be more likely to get up and run myself, or I might be better with my finances later in the day.
So what she's saying is that if I think about examples of people acting with self-control, regardless of what the example is, I'm more likely to exert self-control myself in any situation.
Exactly. So not only should we try to hang out with these people we know that have great self-control and think about our role models as much as possible, but we should also strive to be that example for our friends.
Okay, Kodiak, so does this mean that if I mess up my self-control that it's all my friends' fault?
Not quite, Chris. Dr. Van Dellen thinks about it as like, I mean, you're someone's friend too, Chris. We all have that responsibility to be the best friends that we can be, especially considering that our actions really do affect the people around us. Here's Professor Van Dellen again.
And I'll also say that sometimes this research is a way that people think about blaming their self-control on other people. So I'm bad, that's because my friends are all bad. But I like to remind you that you are also somebody else's friend. So when you think about the next time that you have to exert self-control and it's difficult for you to turn down that dessert or to get up and go for that training run, to remember that what you do might not just affect you, but it also might affect the other people that you love and care about. So you in turn can inspire other people by making good decisions yourself.
That's a lot nicer of a way to frame this, and a nice place to end. As always, thanks for coming by to share this important research with us, Kodiak.
You're really welcome, Chris. There's really nowhere else I'd rather be.
You've been listening to Classic City Science on WUGA Athens 91.7 and 94.5 FM. For more information about the program or to listen back to previous episodes, you can go to our new and improved website at wuga.org. Just look for Classic City Science under the News and Information Programs tab. There, you'll also find additional ways to engage with us, including Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Or you can simply just drop us an email if you have ideas on future topics or specific researchers you'd like to hear featured on the show. And now you can even take your favorite radio station with you everywhere by downloading the new WUGA mobile app. It's available for Apple and Android. Just search WUGA in the App Store, or you can find a direct download link on our website. Again, that's WUGA.org.